one of the best, and you're going to love this.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Gary?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Gary, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm tired.
All right, well, I won't be long, and I respect your time there. I hope you had a great day, though. I know you're speaking to Maria, my mapping coordinator. Did you have any questions on just how the service worked itself of placing you on the first page of Google?
Well, she says they can. I'll just hope they can keep it there.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the benefits with our company is that we do only work with one company per industry per area. Reason being is because we don't want you rotating off of that first page, and we want to make sure with you paying us to put you on that first page is that you have that first page placements at the time of people searching for your company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have anything else set up for yourself? Do you have like a Facebook page or anything like that?
No, yeah, I got a Facebook page.
Okay. Okay. So we do a paired service. So we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anybody that does search your services, we can target out to the 50-mile radius that you would like, or we can target specific cities and zip codes into a 50-mile radius, whichever one you prefer as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you currently doing anything with anybody else right now, or have you in the past? Or
411 Local's got it.
Okay, so you're with 411 Local right now?
Yep.
Okay. What are they doing for you?
Well, evidently not much.
Okay.
they provide a website and all that stuff, and they're in the end with it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we provide websites too. That's fine. But are they not ranking you like you said? Is that why you mentioned if they could keep you there or we could keep you there?
I guess.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not up to date on this mess.
I know.
I just know how to do masonry, and I know how to write an estimate and an invoice.
Yeah. I know. I understand. Like, when I saw that you've been in business for 1999, one, congratulations. That's a long time coming. And I know technology from 1999 to now has rapidly progressed since then. So,
Yes. You
know, everybody is on the phone. Everybody is searching for services and stuff like that. We want to just make sure that you're in front of those customers. We will take care of that for you and make sure that you do populate. You don't necessarily have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is answer your phone when the customers call you directly. That's typically what you have to do, right? Okay. Well, let me get into the pricing here for you because I know you wanted that. I know Maria wanted me to give you what's called a legacy credit. So you've been in business for over 20 years. What we do is we give you a reduced rate from the pricing of the what we have on our website just to kind of give you like almost like a pat on the back, like a good deed for legacy credit holders there. I will say typically if you were to go to the website and purchase this, it would be around $599 month-to-month with the $299 setup fee. With the legacy rate that we're giving you, it just goes to $249 month-to-month.
$249 a month?
$249 a month. Yes, that covers the Facebook retargeting campaigns. Okay, that's going to push you out into the 50-mile radius. All right. It also covers you for the first page placements of Google. All right. So that way you never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers. It's a direct call service into you. We also do the SEO creation, content creation for the Google Business Profile. And then we integrate you with, you know, Bing Local, Yelp, Yahoo, Apple. And then also too, we want to set up a dashboard for you so you get to track everything that's going on. Now, we give you a username and password. My tech team would walk you through that and just show you, like, hey, this is where you can check up on everything and see how everything is working for you, where your traffic is coming from, where people are calling from, location of searches, how well you're ranking on Google, okay? And then also, too, you have customer support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you ever needed anything changed, if you ever wanted to add anything, take off a service, any of those natures, You would be able to do that. Also, too, you do have a website that we are creating for you that we will host for you if you want us to create it. If you want 411 Local to just keep their website that they built you and host it, you can, or you can just have us do it for you. It really just depends on what you would like at that point, okay?
And that's an extra fee.
What's an extra fee? The website?
Yeah.
The website's included in the $249, sir.
$249.
Yep. And then also, too, like I said, the thing that we do here is we don't work with every company. We only work with one company per industry, per area. So then once we do close out that category, we're not working with any of your competitors. I mean, it's really unethical for me to call every masonry in the area and say we can get you to the first page. That's not accurate. We can't do that. reason being is, there's
the name of this thing again?
Our company is called Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yes, sir. So you would you like to come on board with us? We can secure the list in here for the 249. How we would work is I would send you everything over in writing with your invoice, okay, because I want to make sure you have that after we do secure the payment. I do take you through a voice verification walkthrough just to make sure that everything's correct. The pricing will be set there, so that never fluctuates on you either, okay? And then I do send everything so that way there's no discrepancies. When you do your taxes for 2024 next year, you will be able to write this whole thing off as a 100% tax write-off for you, okay?
Okay.
Once you have all that, I do set a call with you and my onboarding team. I want them to call you and just verify and make sure everything's correct. They are going to ask you if you have any pictures or logos or anything like that for the website, so that way they can build it. Is that something you wanted to build? Okay.
Yeah, I got pictures and I got a logo and all. The logo and all is on 411 Local. But.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you can. They'll have you send those in.
Now, y'all cancel that 411 Local for me too.
You would have to cancel 411 Local. We do not do that for you. No. Yeah, because your account is set up. They probably have a security code. Like for us, I do take you to a security question just to verify that we're always talking to you, Gary. So here at Local Splash, we never sell or share any of your information. So we do want to always be, you know, clear that we're talking to you. So we do ask you that security question. I'm sure 411 Local might do the same thing where they want to verify that it is you that, it, you know, they're talking to.
Right.
So you'd have to do that. But we can secure the list in here. You can go ahead and do what you need to do with them, and then I can book an onboarding call with you as soon as tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening, depending on your schedule. We can get that.
As late as you can tomorrow evening.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can book it for 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. I have an availability there.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. So let me just make sure stuff's correct here. So you're still the Outlaw Masonry, and you're still operating out of the 501 East Patterson Street?
Yes.
Okay, Hendersonville, North Carolina, 28739. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your phone number, is this a good phone number to contact you as well as your customers? Is the 828-243-9349?
That is my cell phone.
Okay. Do you want that one for your customers to contact you on as well, or no? Do you have a different number?
Well, this is the one best way to get a hold of me, but I got an office number too.
Okay. So which one would you want for your customers to call?
I guess if I'm going to sort through it, I better give them the office number.
Okay. What's the office number for you?
828-696-2622.
Okay. Let me make those changes for you here. 828.
But now if they call it and it's full or whatever, I got a message to where it gives them my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. And then, so let me see here. I just want to make sure. And then, so Gary's your first name. Is your last name, how do you spell your last name?
Just like the one you cook in, Kitchen.
Kitchen?
K-I-T-C-H-E-N.
Awesome. That's such a cool last name. And then the email address. The email address here that you want me to send everything over to you, is it outlawmasonry@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to save that for you here. Let me see.
And people can request some work at that, too.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Let me just make sure I have everything. And then I'll send it's going to be a Google Calendar that I'm going to send over to you. And it's going to go to that email. It's just going to verify the time for tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. My tech team is going to reach out to you for that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then to secure the listing with us here, Gary, how would you like to do that here for a form of payment? Are you going to use a credit card or are you going to use a debit card?
I guess I have to use a bank card.
Okay. Does it have Outlaw Masonry on it, or does it just have Gary Kitchen on it?
No, it's got Gary Kitchen and Outlaw Masonry.
Okay, so it's got both. And do you have a middle initial at all, or no?
Yep, T.
Is that on the card itself, or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing address itself, is it the same as the 501 East Patterson Street?
Yes, it is. Okay. Everything comes at the same place.
Perfect. Okay. And I have a question on this one, too. So for your Google Business Profile, I'm not sure, and I just want to make sure it isn't, but if it is, do you want me to hide your address there, or would you like that to show on the Google Business Profile itself?
It can show. You don't mind.
Okay. I didn't know because I know some of our customers have, they operate out of their house, so they don't want their address on there. But
yeah,
I'll
no,
let it happen.
That's what I do.
Okay.
I also got it in my house, but I ain't worried about it.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
You come up here and I don't want you here. I know how to shoot you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Awesome. Okay. So. Now, with that being said, for the card itself, Gary, is it going to be a Visa, Master, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. And Visa. Then for the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
4024-6709-1051.
Mm-hmm.
1983.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
9/28.
And then the security code on the back?
374.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have everything correct for you here. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Can I read this back to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just want to be sure everything's correct here. So I have 6709. 6709. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay, so I got 6709. And then I got 1051. 51. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I got 1983.
Yep.
Okay. And then 928 is the expiration, and then the 374 is the security code, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take you through a security question. So, like I said, we don't share or sell any of your information here, Gary. Every time we do call you, we just want to be sure that we're talking to you. So, I do have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Soules. S-O-U-L-E-S.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Ain't nobody gets that.
Yeah. Don't forget that one, right? All right. So before I do make any purchases here on behalf of you and getting you set up with us here, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you really quickly through a voice verification. Like I said, this is going to be sent to the email that I have on file for you with the pricing, so that way it never changes or fluctuates on you. And then I'll book your onboarding call and send that to you in your email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Outlaw Masonry Incorporated.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Gary T. Kitchen, President.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Gary, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Soules, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
To the best of my ability.
Yeah. I hear you, partner. Yeah. It's not to spam you or anything like that. It is to just give you updates on the account and then also too on the Google business profiles itself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I ain't quite understanding what you're asking.
So basically it's just saying we don't want you to be paying for two things at once. So we don't want any conflict of interest. So if somebody does say like, hey, can I do stuff to your Google business profile? You could just say, I already have somebody doing that. And you could just politely just get off the phone with them because we're taking care of it. Last thing we want is two companies in there at one time. And then you're like, hey, what's going on? And then we're like, well, we're doing our work. There's two people in here. So we just want to make sure if you are going to do anything that you just call us and let us know what's going on at least. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. So you're...
I got a cancel at 411 local.
What was that?
I got a cancel at 411 local.
Yes. You can cancel 411 local. I am going to put it in the notes here for my tech team so that way they do know as well. And then that way when you do have the onboarding call, you have a chance from here to now to go ahead and cancel that as well. Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is April 2nd, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second of each month in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And I'm going to email that number to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So now I can stop sounding like a robot here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a couple emails and a couple text messages. The text messages are just going to be like, welcome to Local Splash, that kind of stuff. The emails is going to be Local Splash here. Okay. The emails are going to be your invoice. Okay.
Okay.
And then also, too, I'm going to send they're going to say, like, you know, to send in pictures and stuff like that in some of the emails. If you want, you can start sending in those pictures. It's up to you. My tech team is going to walk you through that process tomorrow. So if you want to hold off, you can absolutely do that as well. That way they could just walk you through that process with you on that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Everything went good on my end. So I do want to formally welcome you, Gary, to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So if you do need any help, don't be afraid to reach out to the 877 number, the customer support line. My tech team is going to contact you on that number tomorrow. That's what they're going to call you on at 6 p.m. Eastern time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bless you. Did you sneeze? I'm sorry.
No, just coughing. I've been dying all day.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm sure there's a lot of pollen and everything in the air with the crazy weathers we've been having. I did send you a text message. Did you get the text message? It does have a couple of them in there. That one should say, Gary, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
I got a Charlie
Mullenkamp? Mullenkamp, yeah, sorry. That's my last name. I don't get to choose
Bless
it, but
heart.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody just calls you Camp.
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things. That's funny. They always ask me if I'm related to John Mellencamp, and I'm like, I wish. But there's the text message I sent you there. There's a link, and it says, like, my.localsplash.com/terms. Mm-hmm. If you click that link, that's just going to take you to our service agreement. Should just take you right there through your phone. I'll walk you through this piece as well. The link I'm trying to
text. The invoice. That's the invoice. Right now, invite, one attachment.
Never mind. Let me see. So when I try to bring it up, it's saying that when I try to bring up the Local Splash terms and agreement, it's saying that the link has expired. Is that what's happening to you too?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about this then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my tech team look into that, and then they'll walk you through that process tomorrow on the call. It's just our service agreement. And then once you sign it, it's going to take you to the login form for our company. So that way you can access your dashboard. And then that way you can have what I read off to you, the service, the voice verification. You can get that sent to you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent you a couple emails. I did send you one. It says it's like a Local Splash invite to a Google Calendar. It's set for 6 p.m. your time. My tech team is going to reach out to you then, and then they're going to verify everything's correct here. And then from that point, they're going to start getting rocking and rolling and start programming you to the first page.
Well, there
and get
it is. I finally found access your dashboard.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so you're in. So, awesome. So my tech team's
so
gonna want
set up
a username and password.
I gotta set up one.
No, my tech team is gonna give you one tomorrow on the call. They're going to they're gonna build it for you, and then they'll give you that access right there on the call, and then they'll have you log in, and you can walk through. They'll show you everything there as well, where you can track everything. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Gary. Well, I'm gonna get working here on your account so I can send everything over to them. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, I just need help to make this money to pay this thing.
Yep. So we're gonna get working here, and
so
then
you
that way.
Quit sitting behind the computer, and I'll just bring you out here and start carrying blocks.
You want me to start laying some bricks with you?
Well, you can carry them. I know you can't lay them.
Yeah. Well, if you teach me, I can lay them.
Well, if you,
I'm a
you
fast
hang
learner.
In here long enough. Yeah. Well, come on.
My dad does really good woodworking, so I am very good with my hands and stuff like that. He's actually built a couple decks before at each house. Actually, pretty cool. He built he has a bar inside of his house that he custom built himself, and then I helped him build a 300 diameter dog park. We built the deck there because he lives on 2 acres in Washington. So he's always teaching me stuff, and I learned a lot from that guy. So I know I do sit behind a computer, but I'm never afraid to get my hands dirty.
Well, come on down to Hooterville, North Carolina. With
I definitely have to make a trip out there. For sure.
Yep.
But I appreciate you, Gary. I'll have this set up for you, and then I'll have my tech team reach out to you tomorrow evening. I hope you guys have a blessed rest of your evening, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. No problem, Gary. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.